Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the GTA Comic-Con. Ryan's taking a million pictures. But I'm here with our good friend Kiara Kahns, Player 2. How's it going?
Good.
Right off the bat, I have to say thank you to you for helping us out a couple weeks ago at Toronto Comic Con.
Anytime. It was so much fun.
Oh, we appreciate it. You were there for the big teal experience?
Oh, yeah. I still haven't washed this hand.
Oh, me too.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he took it, okay? Nothing
that,
dirty.
Now that Ryan's disturbed, so I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but where did the Player 2 name come from?
Well, it all started Fan Expo 2 years ago, back in 2012. Actually, 3 years ago now. I keep forgetting it's 2015. But I was sitting next to a group of artists from Montreal. We had a Geek Girls table there. And I was dressed up as Luigi, and a friend of mine was dressed up as Mario. And she had kind of, you know, left and... for the entire day doing John Barrowman paranels and all this kind of stuff. So I was sitting there and they're like, oh yeah, you're just a lonely old player too. And it just kind of stuck. I found it really, really funny and I don't know, I enjoy it.
Oh, that's cool. So the Geek Girls, great bunch of people. How'd you get involved with that group?
It was actually the same convention. I had known Dana, who created the site along with her boyfriend Jody. They created the site, and I was kind of involved with them through that convention that we were just at. I know Dana for years, but I didn't really know kind of what she was into. So now we do events and stuff together, and it's funny that it all started at that little event where I just kind of sat and, you know, watched their table.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, when I was doing the research, I saw that you even took some pictures on that site, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, you're in your Captain America costume today.
Uh-huh.
You've got a lot of great costumes, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm such a comic book nerd, though, the Cap is my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, how long did it take you to put that one together originally?
I think it took, all in all, because I had to buy certain things and, you know, piece it together, so it took about a month. Just as I would find something online, and then shipping takes... God, it's forever. So, yeah, I would do that, and then I just kind of tweaked a couple things here and there and just smacked it all on.
So are you into comics at all? Like, anything you're reading? Anything you like?
Well, I've always been more of a fan of, like, a sci-fi genre. So, like, I've always been into, like, Firefly or Star Wars.
Woo-hoo!
Or, you know, Battlestar Galactica, Farscape.
Yeah.
So any comic related to that. So I know Star Wars has comics out. Battlestar Galactica has comics. Mm-hmm. Buffy has comics. Firefly has comics. So that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
As well as any, like, symbiotic relationships in comics. So, like, Carnage, Witchblade, Venom, that kind of thing. I just find them really interesting.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Do you have a favorite moment at any of the conventions you've dressed up as?
Well, there have been a couple really, really good moments. For me, my highlight was actually in 2012. Stan Lee was walking with his security towards the washrooms, and a bunch of people were just, like, bombarding him, because as soon as they see a celebrity, they don't care that they're about to crap themselves, right?
Yeah.
Like, they just go for it. And so I was like,
hey, it's over here.
Guys, just let the man pee, right? And I'm, like, pushing everybody away. It was just, let him pee.
He's a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, like... If he doesn't pee, he'll probably explode.
Yeah.
So he thanked me afterwards and told me that I should come by his booth. But at the time, I had my own booth. So I was like, I'm sorry, but, like, I appreciate it. And he thought that was even cooler. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was just one of those moments where, like, we connected.
You were colleagues.
Yeah, we were colleagues.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What's the best compliment you ever got at a convention?
Oh, God. I get so many.
Well, you should. Your costumes are awesome.
I was kidding. A lot of them are very, like, oh, your butt looks great, or, oh, you look fine, but those don't really do it for me.
No.
the best I got, I think, was... I was in Tinkerbell for Fan Expo last year, so 2014, and this little girl came up to me, and she actually thought I was Tinkerbell, and I was waiting for my boyfriend, and I'm standing there, and she's like, are you okay? Like, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm looking for Peter. Like, have you seen Peter? And she was so upset that I didn't know where Peter Pan was that she went looking for him for me. Came back and she's like, I couldn't find him. And I'm so, so sorry. You're going to be okay, right? And I was like, yeah, I'll fly somewhere and I'll find him. But it was just like, I was crying. It was so cute. It's just one of those moments where they think I'm the character because...
Right.
I've done it well for them.
That's awesome, though,
yeah.
Man. I remember at one of the first Jace Wars, you were dressed like Tinkerbell, and Diana had her picture taken with you, actually.
Yeah, my terrible version.
That was all right.
The dollar store fairy wings. That was put together in a week.
Obviously, you've never seen my dollar store costume attempts.
So. You have dollar store fairy wings?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was got all excited. I was waiting for pictures.
Ooh, maybe I'll have to get some then.
There you go.
Are you working on anything new costume-wise?
Well, I have to fix my Tinkerbell wings because they kind of got destroyed. And then I'm working on Zan from Farscape. She's the bald blue one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's going to be awesome.
I'm really excited for that. And then I think I'm going to do Hawk Girl for Fan Expo.
Nice.
The comic book version.
Okay.
And then we're thinking, me and my boyfriend, about doing The Simpsons, Marge and Homer, just because...
Oh, that's cool.
He's a diehard Homer Simpson fan, so
that's
figured...
That's going to be fun to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, so that'll be fun.
Are you going to be using your own hair or actually creating the wig for that?
Well, I don't know if you saw the Bride of Frankenstein thing I did.
No.
Oh.
I think I did,
It's
actually.
On my table. I used my own hair for that, and I teased it, and I put it up, and it was honestly a rat's nest. Like, me trying to do it, I put so much conditioner in, and I ripped half of my hair out. It was brutal.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah.
Always cool seeing you, and
yeah.
Maybe someday when this guy can't make it, you can be our replacement Peter Parker.
Whoa.
Again.
I would love
she's
to.
She's a good replacement Peter Parker.
She was great. Her pictures were awesome. And
I edited them for you.
Yes,
she did. It was great. And she met Teal.
Way to rub it in, guys.
All right.
Basically, you should just hire me and fire him.
Oh. I was actually going to say, for all you out there, check out Two Player. I'm still going to say that. Anyways.
Player two.
Player two. Oh my God. Okay, we can edit that out.
Right? No, leave
Speaking
it.
Of which, where can the fine folks go to check out your different costumes and things like that?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/KiaraPlayer2GeekGirl. And then I'm on social media at Player2GXG. So.
Player two. Haha.
Player two.
Not two player, player two.
It's a good thing she knows us.
God, I don't care. You guys are great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kiara.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.